Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for tuning in. Let me know you're listening and what you think about the show. You can email me at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. Get access to our full archive of episodes, along with more information on the music and features you hear on the show, at our website, simplyscottish.com. And between episodes, I invite you to be a part of our Scottish community on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish. There you'll get updates on new episodes, Scottish trivia and information, a chance to post comments on things that you hear on the show, and every month I give a free Scottish CD to one lucky winner. So join us at facebook.com/simplyscottish. Every 4 years, athletes from all over the globe come together to compete on the world stage at the Olympic Games. On this episode, we'll take a look at sport in Scotland. We'll also look at the connections between Highland Games and the modern Olympic Games. Music first from the Paul McKenna Band. This is Between Two Worlds.
Thank you.
listening to Simply Scottish. Tests of strength and skill have been a part of human events throughout human history. Scotland's temperate oceanic climate means that all-weather sport and athletics have had the longest histories. When Scotland was occupied by Celtic tribes, war games were held to select the best warriors. As far back as the 11th century, during the reign of Malcolm III, a royal foot race was held to find the king the fastest messenger in the land. In times of peace, clans would get together for great hunts that would last several days. Afterward, there would be feasts and celebration, and clansmen would test each other's prowess at various sports, running, jumping, wrestling, and weightlifting. Or they might divide into equal teams and play a game called shinty, with sticks and a ball, a game that would eventually be brought to North America by Scottish immigrants and played on the ice as ice hockey. Finally, clansmen would join together in piping and dancing. These gatherings continued until the Battle of Culloden in 1746, when the Act of Proscription attempted to stamp out Highland culture by banning bagpipes and the wearing of clan dress or kilts. It wasn't until the late 18th century that Highland gatherings commenced again in force, and by the 1820s, Highland games as we know them today were once again being held in Scotland and in countries where Scottish immigrants travelled. In the US, for example, the first Highland Games were organised in New York in 1836. Since then, dozens of states have Highland Games events each year, with some of the largest being the gathering at Grandfather Mountain in North Carolina, and the games in Pleasanton, California, hosted by the Caledonian Club of San Francisco. Today, the second largest games on America's West Coast are organised by the Seattle Scottish Highland Games Association and are held every July in Enumclaw, Washington, just south of Seattle. The gathering hosts championship contests in athletics, drum corps, harp, Highland dancing and pipe bands. Visitors can sample traditional Scottish foods, enjoy a Celtic arts showcase, and tap into their Scottish heritage with a stroll down the Avenue of the Clans. Kids will love the Scottish farm and getting up close to Highland cattle, Clydesdale horses, and Celtic dog breeds. They even have a ceilidh in the evening, a traditional Scottish party with music, sing-along, stories, and Scottish country dancing. You can learn more about the Seattle Highland Games at www.sshga.org. That's sshga.org. Coming up, a vivid description of a Highland Games original, the Caber Toss, and the connection between Highland athletics and the modern Olympic Games. This is Runrig with Big Sky.
Het mag oostra, lik me hens maar de macht me kruip. Alles vertrouw, je houdt te veneer. Galef zijn schiers, ik hoor eens hij, fotrik in een bierchen. Zijn ik zijn het asch te Michael Kleed, kom wel zoele macher zijn een hoen. Hij maar wie bior, hij maar wie bior.
The light is on me, our time is here. I'm going down the clock. Stem the rushing years. Big sky above me, power lines overhead. I get lifted up in rapture. I keep falling at your feet. I'm looking over colored fields, past the white sands and our human years. And it's all waiting. Breaking the sea. It's coming.
Josuas gyda'i nêl ar sy'n tylygbiri. Yn jolwch o lwgach i ynnes. Swy y ddysdeidde, ced yr yna ac y iawoch yn groch iddi, loch yn ys. A tyfarwyd i hyn eisiau gael i ori. Ac roi chi'n caran mewn ard.
Wind through the barley, your early dream. A rising choir of birdsong, your fields of summer green. It's all passing over, I've no complaints. We're just a row of unlit candles, waiting at the gate of saints. I'm living on the borderline.
Share your experience of a Highland Games. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish, and post your thoughts. There's nothing quite like a Highland Games experience, a celebration of Scottish Highland clan culture and heritage, a tradition that has continued for centuries. An article in an 1882 edition of Frank Leslie's monthly magazine describes it this way. Splendid scenery, novel trials of skill and strength, the picturesque garb of the combatants, and the strange tongue in which the onlookers give vent to their mirth or satisfaction at defeat or failure, combine to render a Celtic gathering unique. The magazine goes on to describe a popular tradition at the Highland Games. Tossing the caber is essentially a Highland game, The keeper is simply the trunk of a young pine hewn from its roots near the scene of the contest, denuded of its branches, and varying in length according to its thickness, but never less than about 10 feet long, and rarely more than 14. To toss this huge and unwieldy pole, the athlete takes hold of the smaller end, poises it skillfully against his breast and shoulder in an upright position, and suddenly raising the thin end by sheer force to a level with the shoulder, throws it from him, so that the thick end touches the ground and the pine trunk falls away from him. If the end that has been elevated in the air is not thrown far enough away, the thin end comes back toward the thrower. Or if the tree has not been skillfully manipulated, it falls at right angles to the direction in which it's been tossed. And in either case, there would be loud cries of, "No throw!" from the excited onlookers. Mistakes of manipulation are easy and fun-inspiring. If, while posing the timber, the thrower is unable to keep the balance true, and his own centre of gravity at the same time, the caber slips gracefully over his shoulder, or flies off in front of him, dragging him ignominiously along in its erratic career. It often happens that only two or three out of a large entry succeed in tossing it at all, and then a heavier or longer one has to be cut to settle the tie. Other heavy events in a Highland Games include the stone put and the hammer throw, both similar to events seen in the Olympic Games. And you know, that's not an accident. French educationalist and historian Pierre de Coubertin is credited with reviving the Olympic Games and founding the International Olympic Committee in the late 19th century. It's said that Coubertin visited games in Scotland and England and watched a Highland Games display at the World Exhibition of 1889 in Paris. These traditions influenced and inspired him in creating the modern Olympic Games, and events like the shot put and the hammer throw are a testament to this. A familiar sight at any Highland Games is the bagpipe, or rather, dozens of bagpipes. Here's a rousing example of what you might hear at the opening or closing of a Highland gathering. This is the world champion City of Washington Pipe Band. Thank you. This is Simply Scottish, available on iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. On this episode, I'll look at the Highland Games tradition in part one of a series on sport in Scotland. In addition to the heavy events, you'll also find a good deal of music and dance at a Highland Games. Massed pipe and drum bands come together to open and close events. You'll also hear solo piping and drumming, small group ensembles, as well as other instruments in concert, including fiddling, harp circles, and Scottish or Celtic bands. A highlight for many at a games is a Highland dancing competition. Highland dance is a style of athletic solo dancing that developed in the Gaelic Highlands of Scotland and is related to sword dancing and step dancing. Though the tradition likely originated as a dance for men, girls and ladies have popularized it over the years. Both men and women wear a tartan kilt and matching hose. Shirts or blouses and jackets accompany. Dances are performed to the music of bagpipes or other traditional instruments. Examples of Highland dances you might see include the Highland Fling, the Jacobite Swords, Flora MacDonald's Fancy, Bonnie Dundee, and the Sailor's Hornpipe. The Highland Games tradition is an exciting part of Scottish culture, and a visit to a Highland gathering in or outside Scotland can be a memorable event for the whole family. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. For links to Highland Games websites and resources, visit our website, simplyscottish.com. Listen to other episodes of the show there as well, simplyscottish.com. Between episodes, be part of our Scottish community at facebook.com/simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join us soon for more of All Things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Say goodbye again. Say goodbye again. 'Cause you belong in this life. You belong in this world.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
You don't have long down here. Don't say goodbye. Goodbye again. No one's a failure who's got friends. No one's a failure who's got friends. Every time a bell rings, you see an angel gets his wings. Got friends.